I gotta be real. Can I be real? See, I'm from a Baptist church too, so I would be there for Easter, and my pastor would say, oh, Friday, they hung him high and stressed him wide. Pierced in his side, he was nails in his arm. Oh, but Friday night, he lowered his head low. And he died all Friday. He was in the tomb all Saturday. But early, see, I can't run like that. Sunday morning, he got a, you know what I mean? That's what I'm used to. And I'm sure there's a lot of us that's overconvinced the gospel of Jesus Christ is. But can I go in detail? First of all, Jesus had an anxiety attack. Jesus was an early riser, and he had gone without sleep for 36 hours. His stress was so intense that he began to sweat blood. This rare condition known as hematidrosis occurs when capillary blood vessels feeding the sweat glands rupture due to extreme physical or emotional stress. It's more than just hanging them high and stretching them wide. In the Garden of Gethsemane, just before his crucifixion, Jesus experiences profound distress. Luke 22 verse 44, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Then they gave him a crown of thorns on his head. Let me give you Bible. John chapter 19, verse 2. The soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put a purple robe on him. The thorns were about 2 inches long, and they were about as sharp as ice picks. His hair had began matted with blood, and some strands fell out due to the severe trauma. The thorns pierced through his skin, reaching down to his skull, leaving parts of his scalp exposed. I ain't done with y'all yet. You better have time for me today. He was beaten. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 1, stay with me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, woo, hallelujah. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Woo, thank you, Jesus. 31, 32, woo, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. The soldiers whipped Jesus with a cat of nine tails. A vicious tool of leather straps embedded with sharp objects, stripped naked and tied to a post. I need some water. Give me 1 second. See, I couldn't do what Jesus did, boy. I'm trying to tell you, I got asthma too. Oh, God. Each strike cut deep. The relentless whipping tore his flesh from his buttocks up to his shoulders, exposing muscles, even his spine. Oh, y'all didn't know that, did you? Y'all stay with me. As he hung on the cross later, birds would peck at his open wounds. You thought that was bad? Then they hung him on the cross. The nails driven into Jesus' wrist struck the median nerve, causing excruciating pain. Let me tell you what that feels like. It's like hitting a funny bone. A billion times worse. Sending intense, agonizing shocks through his arms. His feet were nailed between the metatarsal bones, hitting the plantar nerves, producing similar unbearable pain. His feet were also strapped down to prevent any movement. So not only was he wounded, but he couldn't move. With his arms stretched 6 to 7 inches beyond their normal lengths, his shoulders dislocated and his bones out of joint. Jesus struggled to breathe. There was no inhaler. Each breath required him to lift up his body using the little muscle remaining, scraping his shredded back against the rough wood of the cross. He wheezed. He wheezed, suffocating on his own blood. Yet he still hung on. Thank you, Jesus. He had to push against the nails just to speak, causing even more agony as his nails dug into the wood. His words were very few and brief, each one costing him unimaginable pain. Yet he endured it all to communicate his final messages. But that wasn't all. Then he was dehydrated. The Bible says in John chapter 19, verse 28, Jesus knew that his mission was not finished. And to fulfill the scripture, he said, I am thirsty. Water had been lost through his sweat, through his breath, and the immense physical trauma he endured. His lips was dry. There wasn't no Vaseline, Aquaphor, Burt's Bees, whatever you call it. His gastrointestinal tract has long stopped processing anything, and his kidneys were struggling to function without the necessary hydration. When Jesus expressed his thirst, the soldiers offered him a sponge and sour wine, also known as vinegar. Now, I got to take apple cider vinegar in the morning. I couldn't imagine that being my last drink before I die. I gotta prepare myself. One, two, right? But could you imagine, all he's asking for is something to drink, and he's given vinegar. The sour wine didn't quench nothing. Instead, his thirst increased. It burned his crackled lips and parched throat, offering a stark contrast of the water he desperately needed. I gotta teach y'all that. His suffering was not just physical, but deeply emotional and spiritual. Despite the agony, his mission was clear, and his love for humanity unwavering. The agony was unimaginable. Thank you, Jesus.